look, I don't think this would get back to him. I'm not sure if Russell Crowe's a Wide World of Sports listener. If you are, massive fan. But I just, you know, as the journo in me, I just wanted to pick you up on a couple of things. Arguably the fastest, most aggressive ball-in-hand game on the planet. Well, it can't be the fastest because it's slow and it stops every 10 seconds. So that, like, it can't be that. The AFL has to have it covered there. And most aggressive, I don't know. Like, is it? Is it because blokes are tackled around the neck all the time and you don't have concussion protocols? Like, I don't think it's the most aggressive. And then this bit, I think Woody, you've cut it. Is I just want to home back in on this.
Every player is required to tackle, to pass, and in a given situation, maybe even to kick. No helmets, no pads, no timeouts, no blocking.
So every player is required to pass, tackle, run, and in some circumstances, maybe even kick. Well, again, like, without being disrespectful to the code of rugby league, and we're massive Melbourne Storm supporters here on Wide World of Sports, like, in some circumstances, maybe even kick. It's just, it is downright embarrassing that the NRL are trying to claim that it is the best code in the country when it's not even close. It's not even vaguely close. The AFL has fans that actually go to games. The AFL's national. The NRL's played in two states, basically. The AFL has an illicit drugs code. They have some semblance of concussion protocols. Like, I'm sitting there as an AFL fan looking over my shoulder, not scared at all. But I just wonder, and I want to get a temperature check on the opening round, round zero, whatever you want to call it. Are you happy that we're starting up north? Or is it just going to be a once-off, do you think, with the NRL in Vegas? Would you like to go back to it starting in Melbourne? 133-693. The best call tonight, two bottles of Debordley Labo M Yarra Valley Pinot Gris. Is there any AFL fans out there that are worried about the noise that the NRL are making? And by the way, at the same time, if Russell Crowe's doing ads for the NRL, who's doing the ads for us? If you're doing a voiceover and you wanted to sell our game overseas, who would do it? Eric Banner? Not bad.